Now, many Radio Prague listeners will already be familiar with the work of Czech-born illustrator Peter Sies, the author of acclaimed children's books that include The Three Golden Keys and The Tree of Life. Last week, Peter Sies was in Prague, this time to launch the Czech edition of Tibet Through the Red Box, based on his father's experiences in 1950s Tibet.
Because he was a young filmmaker, the Chinese expressed interest to have somebody sent over to teach them documentary filmmaking. So he went to China, telling my mother, hoping he would be back in a few months. What they didn't know, that China was building road to Tibet, and they wanted to document the whole operation. It was the most amazing operation. It was, in that time, 50 years ago, the highest road in the world. And there were thousands and thousands of Chinese soldiers building this. So my father stayed 19 months and he missed two Christmases. In fact, when he came back, I painted the whole house with my pictures, the light switches, the chairs, and some psychoanalyst in New York told me that I probably did it so my father would love it so much that he wouldn't want to leave again, which didn't work because he was leaving constantly, making films all over the world. Inspiration for this book was the diary of my father, which he kept in Tibet. My father would tell me lots of stories to do with magic, with Buddhism, which then I believed.
Peter Sies talking about his father there. Now, Jan Wellinger, who's met with him a couple of times, joins us in the studio now to tell us more about Tibet Through the Red Box.
Dita, many critics have called this book Sies's most personal because it does describe how he viewed his father's adventures as a child. A reviewer, for instance, at Amazon.com has described Sies's take on Tibet as a wonderful dreamland, a weird and wonderful things happen. And certainly as far as Sies's work as go, this book was a title that had been missing on the Czech market, and publishers Labyrinth are hoping that it will be a success and it will find its audience.
Any news about other upcoming projects?
As a matter of fact, Labyrinth Publishers have announced that they want to reissue an extended version of another of Sies's books that's called A Small Tall Tale from the Far, Far North. And that's a book that is impossible to get here, but it's about a Czech adventurer, Jan Veltzel, who traveled through the Arctic and ended up in Alaska. And here Peter Sies describes how they went in Veltzel's footsteps.
I was on the book tour and I went with my brother, who's a filmmaker. We went to Fairbanks and then we flew to Dawson to find his grave because we couldn't really go to North Pole or New Siberia where he lived. So the Dawson city was the only place we knew about he went. We went to the local bar called Snake Pit, and there were lots of people who claimed that they remember Eskimo Veltzel. So I started to buy drinks for them. And then my brother said, if Jan Veltzel died in 1948, do you realize that these people are like 30 years old or something? I said, you're right. And they all had stories because I was buying the drinks, but they knew nothing. Dawson City is famous for Jack London, who lived there, and Robert Service, who was a poet of the Gold Rush. And then everyone out of 50 is looking for Jan Veltzel.
And illustrator Peter Sies was talking to Jan Wellinger here in Prague. Joining us with a sports roundup now is Ian Willoughby.